Love your pets? Feed them good food. Feed them Canidae. Canidae is an independent family-owned pet food company who uses the same care and same quality ingredients they want for their own pets when they make their pet foods. Go to Canidae.com/podcast. That's Canidae.com/podcast. And try it for free by requesting a free sample and get other special offers. Coming up on TMS, I have a house full of potential felons.
Would you like a latte with that?
This sauce tastes funny.
Would you like a Jetta or a meat stick?
I don't want to run track anymore.
Would you like to call now and more on this episode of The Morning Stream?
Yes!
Hundreds and hundreds of teenage boys and girls are becoming hopeless dope addicts every year. It's fantastic, it's unbelievable, and it's terrible, but it's true.
Now that's out of sight.
Hello, my friend. Stay a while and listen.
This is The Morning Stream.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to TMS. It's Thursday, May 17th, 2018. Scott Johnson here. Brian Ibbett there. Hello and good morning. How are you?
Hello. It's good to be here on a Thursday. Yeah. It's Friday Eve, as we like to say in the tadpole.
Yeah, the day before the whatever happens on the weekend happens, and mine's mostly work, so great.
I'm going to see, I'm going to be seeing the Spagnolos, hopefully both of them. Actually, I'm going to see all four of them on Saturday at this Denver meetup thing we're doing, which is going to be at this arcade where you pay one price, and you get in, and everything's on free play, and they've got freaking Dragon's Lair, and Battle Zone, and Gauntlet, and...
Oh, this is the,
Hyperspace Arcade.
Yeah, the one Nicole was raving about when she was raving about it. Yeah, yeah. That sounds awesome. Exactly. Are you going to see Civ and like Vessa or any of those people? Or
I'm hoping. Yeah. Should see Civ, Vessa, maybe Iceworm.
Iceworm's always down to clown. He'll probably be there.
I know. Yeah, I'm looking forward. I don't know who all has signed up or who all has said, hey, I'll be there, but looking forward to seeing some Denver Tadpooligans. Denver Tadpooligans.
That'd be great. I can't wait to hear how that goes. I'm jealous. It'd be fun to be there for that. And may you take many pictures. You never do, but may you take
some. I never do. I'm really, really bad at that.
I need
a social media consultant. Are there things like that? Is that a thing that exists, Scott?
It is actually a thing.
Is there a job called a social media consultant?
There is. I have a niece who does that professionally. Now she just got married and now she's a social media expert and associate.
So,
and whatever.
You're saying that's not just a made up job for someone who, was tired of working at Burger King.
No, I mean, yes,
I'm kidding.
Actually, I don't know.
I don't know your niece, but I think that whatever she does, she's doing a fine job.
She's doing a fine job. That's right. That's what we'll say. Hey, what was I going to say? I have the same problem. I don't take pictures. I never do. I just forget. So, like, the whole Vegas thing?
You're way better at it, though.
Like, I don't know.
Social media presence is... The kids today would say that your social media presence is on fleek, Scott.
Is that what they'd say?
Exactly what they'd say.
I thought that was exclusive to nails. Not only your nails were on fleek. I could be wrong about that. But anyway, when I went to Vegas, for example, like at these actual meetups, I don't take pictures because I forget. But everyone else does, and then I'll post those. So it's like Nicole will say, I got the best picture of you and Brian. Okay, well, I'll put that up.
Like, yeah.
So right, I'm doing it by proxy, and it's fine. It works out in the end. Hey, I got a couple things for you here.
Sure.
First of all, this is a little bit weird, but I need some advice. So I am active in our Kim and I as a couple and as individuals are very active in our neighborhood as kind of it takes a village style helping out, you know, if somebody's hurt or had surgery, first person on the scene is Kim with dinner. Then it's me saying, hey, tell your son, your 15-year-old son, that he can go over and play video games with me and Nick. We'll get him out of your hair. Or, you know, we're always tag teaming, trying to do stuff like that. And it's great. So what happens is if we go out in public, there'll be a bunch of kids from the neighborhood who'll see us and go, oh, it's a Johnson! and they'll want to come over and hang out and talk and whatever. So we have this kind of thing. We've always kind of done this. It's just a thing we do. This isn't me tooting a horn. This is how we behave. So I think that's an important thing. If you want to make a difference in the world, you do it. You do it in your little sphere, right? You try to affect those in your immediate surroundings, and then, you know, I can't do much about Washington, but I can do a little bit about this street over here, right?
You may think globally, but you act locally.
Right,
Scott Johnson.
That's how you're supposed to do it. I think that's how you affect real change in the world. So anyway, what that means is, because, you know, we'll be at a Costco, and some kid will go, "It's Scott Johnson, man! He has all the video games," or whatever, you know. Like, that's happening in these public places. Well, one of the things that happens is I take the dog on a certain route almost every day, and it's a long half-hour route that goes around the big main elementary school here. And I cut around there. Now, a ton of the kids that we know in our neighborhood all go to this school. That's great. Everything's fine. I walk by with the dog, especially when they're not... School hasn't started. The bell hasn't rung. So what happens is kids are already coagulating on all the swings and the stuff. Sure. And I'm way out past the fence on a sidewalk, listening to a podcast, walking my dog.
Sure.
And this morning's a good example of it. I'm doing this, and I hear over my headphones, I hear a gaggle of probably 6-7 kids. They're probably 7 or 8 years old. All come running up going, "Hey, Scott Johnson, can I pet your dog? I want to pet your dog, Rainer." Like, they know who the dog is, and they're freaking out. And so it looked like this Pied Piper guy standing out there with them all petting the dog.
Leading the snakes. Instead of a flute, you've got a dog.
Yeah.
You're leading the kids out of England, right, or out of Ireland, or whatever.
Yeah. Whatever that was with the rats. And so, wait, were they rats in the story? In the original story?
I thought they were snakes, no?
I thought they were rats. Pied Piper. Or was it just kids?
Definitely wasn't kids. He wasn't leading the kids out of Ireland.
I don't know what it was. I thought it was...
I think it was...
Was it rats? Chat will know. We have low latency on today, so I should be able to reply really quick. Oh, yeah, they say it's rats.
He was leading middle-out compression solutions, making data storage problems smaller. It's hilarious that they actually have a Pied Piper website based on the Silicon Valley.
Of course. By the way, TVZ Gun says it was warthogs. Nice one, TVZ Gun. Nice one.
It was pumbas.
Yeah. Well done. So they come around and they swarm around and they say, "Hey, what's going on?" And they're just all very friendly because, again, we've created an environment where they feel safe and they know that we're there to help and all that. But in the back of my head, I'm going, this looks freaking weird. Like, some adult man out there with his dog with a gaggle of kids. Yeah, I don't think that's good. So I kind of have to go, "All right, I gotta go. And then the bell bong. I'm like, "Oh, freaking thank the Zeus on high," because the kids have to go to class now. Like, I gotta get out of there. All I can think about is there's like houses on this side, and there's probably like a bunch of like the bewitched neighbor ladies, and they're pulling back the curtain going, "Now, who is that and why is he talking to those children?" Like, that freaks me out. So I got to get out of there. So on the one hand, I'm very happy that we are this family and we're seen this way. But on the other hand, I just need to walk another way, maybe. And I love those kids. Yeah. They're awesome kids. They're such little sweethearts. I love them.
You're just worried about how it looks. Who cares, right? I mean, so what? You know. By the way, it was rats. It was the Pied Piper led rats out of Hamlin.
Yeah.
Because they had a rat infestation, and then when the mayor refused to pay, I guess he led the kids out.
So he
led the rats out to a river and they all drowned, and then he led the kids out, but I don't think he drowned the kids. Snakes was St. Patrick. St. Patrick chased the snakes out of Ireland.
Okay, but that's interesting that there's so many common tales about a dude and a flute leading something out of a town. Isn't that interesting?
Well, I don't think St. Patrick actually had a flute. I think he just... Yeah, you get your penis out of here, you snakes!
You effing snakes, get out of town!
Your belly's out of here! I think that was the way that one
went. I'm going to rid this town of your snakes, you see? Hey, chay-chay-chay! I love that.
Yeah, anyway.
St. Patrick wasn't Irish, they say. That's great. Well, anyways. Chat room, you're on low latency mode, and I love this. Because they can hear us within... It's like a 6-second delay is all now. So if I say... If I say FERT, and now they all type it, watch how quick they do it. So you guys type FERT real fast. So you get about, you know, we're at second four, second. Oh, see, look at that. We're only at 5-6 seconds.
Wow, now look at that. That's huge.
Yep.
So now when we forget somebody's name,
mm-hmm.
you know, we're trying to think, who's that? Who is that lady who was the Karate Kid that the chat room is going to chime in? Oh, chime in. No, it was Hillary Swank is who you're thinking of.
Yeah, exactly. And this is going to, yeah. This changes everything. I hadn't even thought of that. We're gonna
I didn't
get...
know St. Patrick wasn't Irish. What's he doing in Ireland then? Like, so he went to Ireland and chased the snakes out of Ireland, but he's not Irish. Like he, you know, he's a snake chasing immigrant is what he was.
Oh man, I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know the history of that. I assumed he was a missionary from Europe, from Britain, probably. Because that's what they did back then. They went to the poorer fringes and said, lo and behold, we're better than you, so follow us. That's basically it. That's what they did.
Right. Wow.
He ate all the snakes and drank all the beer. There you go. Thanks, Ninja Steve. Anyway, so that's the thing. I don't know. It's society today makes that weird, and it's not weird. It's not weird for me at all. These are great kids, and we have nothing but respect for them and their parents and all these great families around here. Like, it's no big deal to me. But all I can think about is what the rest of everybody else is doing in their little windows going, meh. And if there's ever like a story like, parents beware, there's been a strange man seen walking around the whatever, I don't want them to think I'm that guy. You know what I mean? This happened to me one other time in the old neighborhood. I wasn't even talking to kids. I was just walking around with my dog and a cop stops me. Do you remember this? I think I talked about it on the show.
Yeah.
And he said, you're wearing, are those your, there's something about my shorts. Cause they said the person that was of suspicion was wearing black shorts. I was wearing black shorts. The person of suspicion, had the same color shirt on that I had on. And then the cop waits till the very end of the conversation where he's certain that it's not me and says, well, and this guy was like 350 pounds. So it's not you. I'm like, you could have started with the 350 pounds. I'm not 350.
Like that would have been. That's not a like. Well, it was black. Maybe he could have been gray shorts. Well, he was either, I don't know, maybe 200 pounds. No, maybe 350.
But either
could
way,
have been anywhere in that 150-pound range.
My point is, don't start with the shorts. Don't start with the shirt. Start with the fat guy part. If I'm not the fat guy and I wasn't, then maybe you're looking for the wrong dude. I understand they have to be careful and, you know, they're not sure if. I get it, but I don't want that anymore. So all I'm saying is I'm going the other way during school hours. I think it's just too weird. Also,
you're not going to wear your Eddie Murphy Crumps costume anymore. That's,
no,
you're done.
No, okay. No, I'm done with that. That ended years ago. No more of that. I still say Hercules when I'm sitting at the table, though. Hercules.
Sure, of course. Who doesn't, right?
Someone in the chat earlier said this low latency mode is just going to make it easier for them to distract Brian. I don't know about that.
Yeah, we'll see how that works.
You guys still distract me pretty well.
Yeah, I mean,
delayed.
Who cares if it's immediate distraction or delayed distraction? It's I'm impervious to your attempts, people.
Yeah, you're gonna alter if you're just altering time,
right?
But you're still distracting. What's the difference? It's no different.
Exactly. What's you're still out there putting pictures of topless Betty White in the chat room, and who cares?
Yeah, there you go. Hey, Gris 6856, we love you too. All right. Hey, the Kickstarter funded yesterday. Hey, huge thanks to everybody for helping me out on that that card deal. It means for the next month and a half, 2 months.
And we got the challenge coin.
Oh yeah, the challenge coin happened. That's right. I was so happy to see that happen. But we're gonna I'm gonna be real busy as a result because we're trying for a really quick turnaround as fast as we can. Anyway, I hope we hit it. But
what a way to figure out how, like. You know, all right, it starts out as a playing card Kickstarter, but it's like playing cards and poker chips and pint glasses and a challenge coin. I think Jury was right. This should have been like 5 Kickstarters.
Yeah. Dave, I got 2 words for you. Dave Michael.
Yeah.
He's the guy.
Yeah.
He's the one. And he's probably, he's probably smart. Well, I know he's smart. He's smart about how this stuff works and how you can get where you need to go.
Of course.
But you're not wrong. It's like a ton of new work that I have to do. But it's fine. I'm excited. I'm super stoked. And it happened. So thank you all very much. And looking forward to showing progress as we get closer. I mean, we've been working on it since before we launched it, during, and certainly now after. But got some cool progress. So I'm excited about that. And very then also, happy birthday to Nick Johnson, my son. He turned 18 yesterday. I forgot to mention on the show. I think I told you off air, or maybe pre-show, and so I thought I did.
I think so, yeah.
But anyway, he turned 18. Happy birthday, dude. He's not listening to this, but the hard part, or the weird part, is all of my children, all three of them, are now legal adults. They can vote. They can go to jail. They can, what else can you do at 18? In some states, you can, in some countries, you can get weed at 18.
Right. Yes. It's funny. You can get tried as an adult for doing the things that you can't do yet because you're not yet 21.
Right. Right. Exactly.
It doesn't seem right. It doesn't seem fair.
It is. It seems like a weird middle place where you have to just kind of be in limbo, right? But he's doing great. Proud of him. He's awesome. Great kid. His sisters were all here yesterday. We had a big dinner thing outside. Kim made these. We had custom ramen deal, ramen bar last night. Oh, it was so good. Oh. So anyway, happy birthday to him. And please do not commit any felonies. I do not want to go to court and watch you go to prison because you're now 18. That's it. You got anything else before we get to news?
I got nothing else.
Today's a little weird. We're doing our calls later. People are going to call in because Wendy's not here. Now, some of you hear that and go, oh, she's not here to help me save my life or whatever. Don't worry. She'll be back.
We'll help you save your life.
Yeah, we'll help you today. You can ask any question you want. We'll have the phone lines open, and we'll do that after the break.
That's right. I'll tell you. I went to trivia last night.
How'd it go? Yeah. Meant to ask.
It went well. So I'm not going to get too far into my fellow trivia player, but he, it's called Geeks Who Drink, right? It's held in bars and pubs, and it's a way to bring some money to the pub and have drinks served while you're playing trivia. They need to make their money. You can't just show up there and be like, I'll just have a water. And, you go through that, but
sure. I've done this.
One of our players is a drinker, and there are 8 rounds of trivia. And by about the I'm denying that call.
Yeah,
I'm
deny saying, that.
Do not answer.
Oh, I wish the word was deny. Decline. Is it decline? I wish it was deny.
Decline. And about the 4th round, after drinking, he's a PBR and whiskey drinker, so he gets a shot of whiskey and Pabst Blue Ribbon. I don't know why that combo, but that's what he gets. And he starts to get a little belligerent and repetitive around round 4.
You've talked about this guy before. He's the one that everyone gets mad at because he gets drunk and doesn't.
Yeah, behave. a little bit. So he one of the questions comes up. And it's somebody, oh, that's right. It's a round of audio, taken from YouTube clips where people are teaching you to do something and you have to figure out what they're teaching you to do. So one of them is like this woman who is training a dog and she's saying, so what you want to do is hold the treat up. And sometimes you want to try and do it without saying the words, but, you'll eventually get them to do it. And you figure out from context, okay, she's training a dog to sit kind of thing. And that's our answer.
Right.
The next one is somebody teaching you how to play the song Imagine on the piano. Mm-hmm. Don, we found out for the next half hour, hates the song Imagine by John Lennon.
Really?
And is so angry about it being so overrated and considered one of the greatest songs of all time that for the next... Oh, I said his name. Oh, well. So for the next half hour, I mean, I guess it doesn't really matter because if he's listening, he knows I'm talking about him. But for the next half hour, we hear about how much he hates that song. But the very first thing, as soon as that thing comes up, he says, oh, I effing hate this song. And he says it loud.
On the mic?
Now, no. We don't have mics. Oh. We're sitting at a table.
Okay, got it.
So we're sitting at a table and he says, I effing hate this song. And unbeknownst to Don, a family of 4, and usually there are no kids in the pub, in the bar that we go to. In the it's a barbecue place, but it's primarily a bar and barbecue. Unbeknownst to Don, a family with kids is sitting directly behind him. But mom, dad, 2 kids, and they've decided they're going to play trivia. And he yells this out.
Turns out they're also huge John Lennon fans at the same time.
Who knows? They might have been. Yeah. And the entire bar turns to Don and goes, kids! like that's their defense. Like, kids, yeah, you know, put up the...
Yeah.
And...
I love that.
And Don turns around to them and says, oh, sorry. I just don't like the song. You'll learn. Imagine's a horrible song. They're teaching how to play Imagine. I'm like, Don, answers!
Sounds like Don could use just two or three less drinks per round.
Maybe. Yeah. I think so. I think around, you know, and then you get to round seven or eight, and it's like, okay, how do we tame this beast?
Yeah. Anyway. Chat room says if you bring kids to a bar, you get what you get. But I don't know about
it. It kind of is. Yeah. Don was the guy who in Vegas, we went to Ellis Island, which is this really off strip behind Bally's. So it's not on the strip proper. It's behind Bally's. But they are known for having the best karaoke in Vegas, or at least the best karaoke on the strip.
Yeah.
It's like this bar that's just basically made for it. The videos that you've seen of me doing Careless Whisper were at Ellis Island.
Right.
So Don gets up there. I think it might have even been the same night that we recorded that. We're there with Mitzul, I think, and definitely James and Svet. And Don gets up to do that Mumford & Sons song. Was it Little Lion Man? It's the one where he says, it was your fault. No, not your fault, but mine. And it was your heart on the line. I really did up this time, didn't I, my dear?
It's a good song.
The Cave, that's it.
Yeah, I love that one.
Oh, man, I love this low latency.
Yeah, no, it's not distracting you at all. It's amazing.
Right, it's odd. They're providing answers so quickly. But so he gets up there and he starts singing it. And, of course, he's going to sing the uncensored lyric because why not, right?
Sure.
And the woman running the karaoke, like, jets down the volume really quick.
Oh, during that part?
And he's like, really? It's after 9 in a bar in a casino in the city of Las Vegas, and you're worried about kids hearing that?
Yeah, I don't get that. Why would you do that? I've done that in a car and stuff before. In fact, Nick's really into Post Malone right now. You know this?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Tristan likes him, too. I like it. I like the stuff I've heard. That
it's all right.
Congratulations song. I kind of dig it.
It's all right. It's pretty good. He is really into him, though. And there's a song where a big old F-bomb splats, and he'll still in the car. We'll be driving around, and I don't really care. You're in high school. I know you hear it all day. It's not that big a deal.
Exactly.
But Nick will take his phone because he's always plugged into the aux cable, and he'll just go, and turn it down, and then turn it back up. I'm like, Nick, all right, whatever, man. It's like throwing a blanket on the TV like my dad used to do.
Right, whatever.
I appreciate it for the goofy thing that it is, but that's pretty funny.
Yeah, I mean, if you're singing along and there's an F-bomb, sing along with, I'm all right with that. If you're saying, you know, F the police or something. If Tristan started doing that all of a sudden, I think I would take a little bit of offense to that. But
yeah, it's all good. I love that story, though. And Don, you're great. We love you.
He's something. Yeah, he's great.
He's something, all right. All right. Let's do the news.
This is your radio newscaster with another exclusive, sensational summary of world and local events.
Time for the news, brought to you by...
Brought to you by FilmSack this weekend, Ice Pirates.
Yay.
Finally.
Yay.
Look at that right there, Ice Pirates.
Yep, we got it. Somebody sent us a disc forever ago. We're going to finally watch it. We hate how long it takes us to do disc movies. It's just hard because we're trying to always keep track of what's streaming, and then we're trying to grab that stuff before it goes away. And in fact, this was streaming right up until, I don't know, what, a few days ago or something?
A couple of week ago, or something. Yeah, just recently came off of streaming, but...
Which is usually a good opportunity.
Ways,
Well, usually we're like, oh, well, we have it on disc. Great time to do this, because then not only are we fulfilling the disc request, but also other people can watch it on streaming. Ice Pirates kind of transcends that, even though it got pulled from streaming, so we're doing it anyway. Very much looking forward to it. I haven't seen it since I was a kid. I don't remember a damn thing about it.
Right. So, no, I've never seen Ice Pirates, and it's funny because it looks like something that I would have seen. I mean, they really just totally ripped off the Raiders of the Lost Ark font for that logo, didn't they?
Oh, totally. Look at that.
That is 100% the Raiders of the Lost Ark
font. That says I look at that, and it says Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom to me. That's what it says. It doesn't even say Ice Pirates. It's spelled wrong. That's just a misspelling of Raiders of the Lost Ark.
It totally is.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you get your Robert Urich. You got Ron Perlman. You got Mary Crosby, Angelica Houston. How can this be bad?
I don't think it can be. I think it's guaranteed good. But I remember loving
Kemper
it.
Kemper says Molly Ringwald is in that, if I remember correctly. No, I think you're thinking of Space Hunter Adventures in the Forbidden Zone.
Yeah, I think that's correct. Ice Pirates.
Which was also hot garbage, and I'm amazed. Have we watched that for?
We have not, but we should.
Oh my God, we absolutely should.
I feel like that one's one that comes up a lot, just in conversation here and there, and yet here it is again, so we should prioritize it next time that thing pops.
For sure, 100%. All right, so anyway.
Watch for that. It'll be at filmsack.com, which is, of course, I got good news for FilmSack listeners.
Sure.
A lot of them are sad because the site got hacked along with all the other Frog Pants sites, and I had to move everything. So now it's not this like static thing, the latest episode's there, but you don't have the blog comments or any of that stuff anymore. Mm-hmm. Oh, that won't be true for long. Starting this new episode, you'll have a new place to comment on an episode. So we'll have all of the stuff you're used to having. It's just in a different place, slightly different kind of setup, but I don't want to take that away from you. I haven't decided if I want every show to have that option, but FilmSack's used to it, so we'll get back there.
Yeah, FilmSack and the comments for FilmSack were always so good, so good. Yeah. I'm glad.
Good. We are both glad. We are equally glad, it turns out.
You're glad. I'm glad. Let's be glad together.
Now, I thought about trying to have you make a superhero out of this woman because her name, they call her Hobart Woman, but I don't know what that would be. Do you want to try?
Hobart Woman.
Yeah.
Named after a piece of equipment that we used to have at the pizza place I worked at that would actually make the dough.
It was called Hobart.
Yeah, Hobart made this like commercial grade dough mixer and what do you call that when it a kneader, like it kneads the dough too. So it made this full size commercial grade pizza dough contraption.
Right. It would do the work that that man's hands used to do, basically.
Exactly. So, like, we would constantly be saying, oh, yeah, that's over in the Hobart. Just go ahead and grab some out of the Hobart.
Oh, I love the name Hobart.
Yeah.
Hobart's a great name.
Oh, right there. Yeah. Commercial mixer. HobartCorp.com lets you see their heavy-duty mixers.
I love it. Hobart. Anyway.
Oh, there it is. All right. Here you go. I'm going to show you here's the thing right here.
Put it in the chat. Let's see it.
It's the Legacy pizza mixer from Hobart.
All right, cool.
Link in the chat room right there.
Yeah,
there you go.
Let's take a look at this here, folks. Here we go. Pull this over here a little bit. Oh, yeah, Legacy Pizza Mixer. The HL662. That's the one, eh? Uh-huh. You can't buy this anymore.
We didn't have that that metal grate on it, but we probably... I don't think that's to keep dough from flying out. I think that's to keep fingers from getting in.
Yeah, I also assume this is bigger than I assume, right? Like, this is a pretty big unit. Probably.
Yeah, it's about 2.5 feet, maybe 3 feet tall.
Like that, yeah. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. I used to love kitchen, like heavy duty industrial kitchen equipment used to fascinate me. Why is that? Mm-hmm. What is wrong with that?
I don't know, but we loved our Hobart.
There you go. I always love your Hobart.
Go get some dough out of the Hobart, Brian, and you can make that pizza for we have a walk-in. Take care of the walk-in.
Well, I'll tell you what kind of Hobart you're not going to like. Hobart, Michigan, in this story.
Right.
Hobart woman suspected of serving human remains at a barbecue, sentenced to 65 years for husband's murder. Kelly M. Cochran, already serving a life sentence in Michigan for her boyfriend's murder, was sentenced Wednesday to Lake County for an additional 65 years for the 2016 murder of her husband in Hobart. Cochran agreed to the prison term in a plea deal. Cochran, age 35, said in a lengthy statement in the court that she missed her husband, whom she admitted injecting with a large dose of heroin and then smothering him with her hands. Ugh. The man's family said in the letter to the court the defendant was evil and attention-seeking. Cochran's Indiana prison sentence will be served consecutively with her life sentence in Michigan, which she is serving for a 2014 murder of Christopher Regan. Or Reagan would probably be the name.
Regan. Well, Regan. No, I say Regan if there's no A in the first part of it.
Oh, yeah.
If it's R-E-G-A-N, I think I usually say Regan.
Yeah, Brian Regan's name's that way, isn't it?
I'm Regan. No, I'm Regan.
I am Regan.
I'm Regan.
I am Regan. I have a hole in my chin. Kelly Cochran, allegedly conspired with Jason Cochran, 37, to murder Regan, her boyfriend, to end the affair. Kelly Cochran told Regan to come over to her Michigan home. Court records state, surprised them during the act and shot Regan in the head with a gun. Later served him on a barbecue during a barbecue party.
Wow. Oh, that's crazy. Okay. Yeah. Well, we now have someone who tops the laxative-filled brownies from yesterday.
Yeah. Well,
it's the husband-filled barbecue.
Maybe I've got another story that'll top that, Brian.
Oh, wow. Really? Okay. So it's like...
this one's horrifying.
This is really good pulled pork. Yes, it is. It is good pulled pork.
Yeah. Mr. Regan pulls real good.
Pork shoulder.
Yeah.
I guess it would be pork shoulder.
Yeah.
Because it's probably really his shoulder.
But exactly. Well, yeah. Now we got a British Columbia woman. BC woman.
Okay. BC woman.
What's her power?
A lot older than the AD woman. Excelsior.
I love it.
Considerably older. Can tell you of a time before the turn of the millennium.
Very nice. BC woman. That is to say British Columbia, came into a Tim Hortons. She got in a fight with the guy behind the counter. Nobody knows why. I mean, maybe we know a little bit more why, but she was arguing with him. There's video of this, by the way. She gets so mad that she then yanks down her pants, squats, takes a poop, grabs said poop with her hands, her bare hands, and then hurls it at the Tim Hortons employee and then leaves.
Wow.
Now, this video...
He only gave me 11 Timbits and I ordered a dozen.
It's a viral video now circulating the internet. It appears to be surveillance footage from a Tim Hortons in Langley, BC, or British Columbia. The video, reportedly shot this past Monday, shows a woman screaming at a server angrily before she leans against a wall, takes a pooper, and then picks it up, hurls it at the staff. She is then seen wiping everything with a napkin before throwing all of it at the employee as well. Corporal Holly Largie from the RCMP in Langley confirmed the incident, noting the unnamed woman was arrested and later released with a promise to appear in court at a later date. Don't shake her hand.
God.
Whatever you do.
Oh, here we go. Oh, man.
Yeah,
I don't know if I want to watch this video. Oh, here go the pants.
Yeah.
Oh, she's taking she had a nice little thing wrapped around her. Oh, here she goes.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
There. Oh.
Now, I'm not going to show this to the chat. I will not do this because you can seek it out.
Uncensored video, too.
Yeah, you can seek it out and look for it if you want, but it's rough. It is rough.
One woman, one Tim Hortons cup.
Nice. Did not think of that one.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway,
okay. Wow.
Pretty foul, right? Like, what would you do if you worked there?
That is really foul. I like that she just kind of leans up against the wall, though. Like, it's the support.
Yep. No, she knows.
As opposed to the full squat.
Yeah, she knows the business. She knows how to...
I don't think this is her first time throwing poop, actually.
Nope, I don't either.
This is like she was way too... what's the word I'm looking for? Like, way too prepared for how this was going to be handled. Like,
Nailed it.
Thing comes off, the little windbreaker wrapped around her waist comes off.
Yep. She knew the drill. I'm surprised she didn't have tearaways or something. She knew what was going on. So, chat room, all I'm saying is, it's not like some really graphic video. I mean, it's graphic, but it's surveillance camera. It's not like some, you know, high-def 4K, you know, red camera. Right. It's just a quick deal, but it's kind of frightening. I don't know what I would do if I worked there. I'd be completely freaked out by this woman. And I'm sure there's some drug thing going on. Like, there's no way you do this in normal, polite society, do you?
No, for sure.
You got to be on the spice.
The crack. Yeah, the spice. The bath salts.
Yeah, bath salts and spice. And it's so...
This doesn't happen at a Dunkin' Donuts, I'll tell you that.
And I feel like that video is like, what's the word? It's like, it's the definition of the term people always use when they say, well, that escalated quickly. That's this video. It escalates
so quickly.
That is the very
definition. I don't know what they possibly could have been arguing about at a Tim Hortons, but for it to lead to that,
I want to follow the case. That's what's funny is I actually want to see how the court case goes. I want to hear the court testimony as to what her problem was so great that it necessitated what she ended up doing. Also, this is usually like man behavior. And men are gross. I don't see a lot of women do this unless drugs are involved.
I don't know why, but I think if it was a guy, he probably would have grabbed the cash register and flipped it over or like knocked over a, you know, a stack of cups on the counter, something like that. Yeah. I don't know. I don't see guys squatting, picking up poop, and throwing it.
No, probably not. You may be right.
I don't see women doing it too. I mean, I guess I'm. It just the whole thing really does surprise me.
It's got to be drugs. Got to be drugs.
Yeah, I'm gonna say you're probably right. Drugs are probably involved.
Yep. And Canada must be real sorry about this one. All right.
You need to be a customer to use the toilet is what...
Oh, is that what they're saying?
Doc Medpot is proposing that they just wouldn't let her use the bathroom. What? And you're going to let me use the bathroom unless I buy a cup of coffee? Or I'll show you.
I'm going to go right here. I've had 8 cups of espresso. I'm ready to go.
Fine. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
To be a fly on the wall there. Actually, I bet the fly really was into it.
Yeah, I bet the flies are all on the wall now.
Flies are into it. Next story. Hey, Volkswagen. They used to have a bug, didn't you? There,
a beetle. Yeah, used to have the cover bug or cover beetle.
Yeah, I like that thing. But, it was a cute little car.
I drove that to the very first. Tristan and I drove that to the very first Nerdtacular that we went to, which was the second one that you had, I believe.
Yeah, I think that's right. That was
the Dark Knight or Star Trek.
Dark Knight. Oh wait, right?
Yeah,
you guys came to that.
That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I remember it was parked out in front of my house. For the party park.
Oh, remember? That's right. It was, yes.
Mm-hmm. Good times. Well, you'd think that the Beetle or maybe the Jetta or maybe one of their other cars is their most popular product. You'd be wrong.
Right. I'm amazed.
Yeah. Volkswagen's best-selling product is actually sausage.
What? Volkswagen makes sausage?
They do indeed. In fact, check this out. While it might freak you out to know the Volkswagen manufactures pork sausage alongside its cars in Wolfsburg, yeah!
Wolfsburg.
You want to have sausage with your car?
You can't have the clout. Only the sausage.
It costs more money to upgrade.
It is delicious, though.
You upgrade the rabbit.
Moist.
And then you get it.
We will put some in the glove compartment for you. Eat it at your leisure.
Now drive but this car out, sign. You piece of shit.
Or they say scheisse. Scheisse.
Scheisse.
It says, let's see, they're celebrating their 45th birthday of making Volkswagen currywurst. Currywurst, I guess, as I'd say.
Yeah.
45 years they've been making this stuff. The automaker makes its pork sausage in Germany, and it's wildly popular. VW made 6.8 million of these things in 2017, which is higher than the number of cars it manufactured at the same time. Well, yeah, but you can't compare them. It's not the same.
Right.
Whatever. The sausage even has its own part number, 199-398-500A.
I love that.
It says here it gets made at the Wolfsburg plants, not like the person bolting in the seat assembly is in charge of it. A team of about 30, mostly butchers, oversees the process. It starts with accepting fresh pork from a local German farm. The currywurst is mixed with spices and added to its casing before being beechwood smoked and steamed. VW estimates that it produces 18,000 sausages a day. This blew my mind. I had no idea they were doing this.
I had no idea either. And I now want someone in near Wolfsburg to figure out a way to send us some Volkswagen currywurst.
Oh, I would love that. Dear TMS crew, I love the show, though. Here is
this sat in my hatchback for 9 days.
It should be okay. It is just pork. 9! They're here on 9 links!
We watched that Dana Carvey special about the show, about his short-lived TV show.
Yeah, love that.
And one of the clips from that was he and Steve Carell doing Germans who say polite things, but what was it?
That was so good.
It was really, really good. It was, I think it might have been my favorite skit from that whole thing.
Yeah, it was him and... Yeah.
Good Will Hunting is the feel-good hit of the summer.
Yeah, I forgot about
Thank
that.
Thank you for babysitting Kevin.
It's maybe the best Steve Carell thing I've ever seen him do.
It might be, yeah.
Because he's usually not the loud one, you know? Like, he's usually a little more subdued, and that was really, really funny. Yeah,
exactly.
Aggressive German man is my favorite TMS character, says Sunbun. Well, there you go, then. Anyway. You know,
send a sausage and we'll keep him going.
Oh, I would totally eat that. Somebody said,
yeah, 100%. I love
it. I don't know how you get it here. How would you do it?
I love
it?
A good bratwurst.
How would you do it without it going bad, though? That far away, I wonder. Can they do that? International frozen shipping?
Know. I mean, is it... oh, there you go. John just put a link to that thing in the chat room. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it would have to be refrigerated. So it would have to be like a dry ice box or something like that.
Yeah. Let's see. International cold shipping. I can't find anything. Anyway, there's that. Final story here. New Jersey superintendent has been arrested for a... I don't know why these are all related.
Wow.
but a superintendent... This is a dude in charge of school stuff.
Sure.
Right?
He's Super Nintendo Chalmers.
He's Super Nintendo Chalmers, right. He comes and says, Skinner, like that.
Exactly.
Well, he got arrested.
He's the boss of the principal.
There you go. The boss of the principal. The guy that's in charge of multiple schools. He's your next level up after principal. And this New Jersey superintendent got arrested because he is pooping on high school tracks on a daily basis.
Like, actually on the track. Not in, like, the porta potty that they put out there for the seniors during during practice week or anything like that. Like, actually on the track. Well, did a quarter mile and... Time to drop some, lay some pipe.
Exactly. New Jersey police have charged Kenilworth Public School Superintendent Thomas Tramaglini.
Tramaglini.
When you're here, your family.
Try the Tramaglini.
Oh, it's so
comes
good.
Comes with three breadsticks and a bottomless salad bowl.
relieving himself in public early Monday morning after school officials reported filing daily deposits of human excrement by the athletic field. He's age 42, was issued citations on Monday for public urination and or defecation, discarding or dumping of litter, and lewdness. It's pretty lewd, for sure.
It is lewd. Totally lewd.
Yeah, if there's anything that's lewd, this is it. According to the state municipal court database, lewdness is a disorderly person's offense.
Okay.
Anyway, they said they were, like, high school staff were out there running around getting ready for, like, you know, track running and football stuff. And they were like, all right, who's doing this? And they'd find it on a daily basis, they said. The SRO, along with school staff, monitored the area and was able to identify a subject responsible for the acts. Turns out it was the superintendent of schools.
Wow.
What the heck, dude?
No kidding. Was it on his way? I mean, there's more to this story that I want to know. Like, was he out there running? Was he... Like, well, I'm visiting the school. This school isn't very good. I'm going to take a dump by their track.
Maybe he's weird. It's got to be that. Maybe he's weird.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a weirdness that goes along with it. But what was he doing? Were these different schools that he was doing this at?
Oh, well, it says only this school, but,
you know. Finding human at or near the track and football field on a daily basis. So, okay, so it was just at this one Homedale High School.
Right. It doesn't make any sense. There's something.
But he doesn't.
There's something wrong
with him. he's not working there.
No.
He works in a different office, and he probably just comes to check on the principal. And wow, okay.
Yeah. Hey, real quick, GeoTris just reminded us. I meant to talk about this, so I went and got the Arby's one. You got the.
I went and got a Chick-fil-A chocolate shake, small chocolate shake.
Now I should let me rephrase. I was supposed to go get the Arby's one. Some stuff came up, didn't get it, so I didn't. That's why I didn't post any pictures or do anything. I'm still going to get one, but what did you think of the Chick-fil-A shake? Was I right or was I wrong?
You were right. That is a damn good milkshake. So I got the chocolate. Here is what Chick-fil-A has going on that a lot of other places don't have, is the whipped cream and cherry on top of a shake.
Yeah,
that's right. True. Like you go to McDonald's, you go to Burger King, you get a shake in a cup and blah blah blah.
Right.
On your way. And that shake, by the way, when that shake melts, it's still going to have the same thickness as a shake, and it shouldn't.
Right. It shouldn't. I agree.
It shouldn't.
Yeah.
But the Chick-fil-A, I drank half of it, gave the other half to Tina. But here's the cool thing about it. Like, once you get, you know, a few slurps down, you take and you stir the whole thing up so that that cherry disappears into the shake somewhere, but also that whipped cream kind of gets swirled in and mixed with it.
Yeah.
Makes it a little even creamier.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm kind of on board with the... with the Chick-fil-A shake. Now, people were tweeting us that Sonic should be another shake.
Really?
Taste test. Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever had one now that I think about it. I don't think I've done one there.
I don't think I have either. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll test that too sometime then. You and I will both do it, and then we'll tell people what we think. It's a shake testing experience here on the show.
And I do love the frosted lemonade at Chick-fil-A, but that's not a shake. That's a separate thing, but they are really good.
Those are basically Orange Julius's, basically, except lemon.
They
right?
kind of are, yeah.
Yeah, same idea, which is great. I like those as well.
Yeah, for
they,
sure.
They make a cup. They make a sugarless one that is actually really good. I should say it's not artificial. It's not like processed sugar. It's like just fruit sugar. It's really good. So anyway, Chick-fil-A, knocking it out of the park.
And
well
Sonic,
done.
I think, has, don't they do like after 2 p.m., you can get shakes for cheaper or something? Like
I thought it was slushies, but maybe it includes everything.
Oh, maybe, yeah, maybe it is just slushies. I'm pulling up, I can't believe I'm pulling up the, I'm pulling up the deal here. So, oh, they have cookie jar shakes. So it's like, they have a Nutter Butter cookie jar shake. They do. It's a banana Nutter Butter shake.
Okay. Oh, that actually sounds all right. Well, I've been able to go back to that place since I watched the girl drop a burger, pick back up, and put it in the guy's bag. I haven't been able to go back there. But I'll do it for this. I'll do it for this.
Oh, here we go. Yeah. Half price after 8 p.m. shakes, floats, and ice cream slushies. So just got to go there after 8, which is the worst time for you to have a big milkshake, like, you know, two, three hours before bed. So it's like just sitting in your stomach the whole time.
That's why they do it, because only teenagers can do it and not feel like garbage. The rest of us are just like, no, sorry.
That said, it might have to happen here.
Nutter Butter. Someone says they tried a Nutter Butter Froyo a few days ago and it was awful. It says Drenched Wildfire.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, Nutter Butter Froyo. Well, that's not the...
What's Froyo? Like yogurt?
Frozen yogurt. Yeah, that's a different thing. Drenched Wildfire.
Yeah.
Half price drinks and slushes, 99-cent corn dogs during happy hour from 2 to 4 p.m., but I don't know if that includes shakes.
99-cent corn dogs? You had me there.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. I love a good corn dog. Yeah. I'm not saying they're good, but I like them. You know, we had this old joke in high school that the girls and the guys that worked at the hot dog on a stick in the mall, that on their breaks, they were forced to impale themselves on giant sticks for 10 minutes. They used to be a big thing. They just have to go to the back and just sit on a big stick and wait there.
Okay. All right.
Don't ask me. It's just something we talked about in high school. I don't know what was up with that.
Huh.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, it will be time for Call Now. That's right. A call-in segment where you guys just get to call and ask whatever you want. We'll get to be getting to that here in a minute. And don't forget the number 801-285-9395 will be the number to call. Store it in your phones. Have it ready. And we'll take your calls. But now, music break with Brian.
Yes. We're going to be going to Vacationer and Mindset here for the song today. So the band is called Vacationer. This is their third album, third full-length album called Mindset. Big thanks to Downtown Records for setting this one up for me. Very trip. Trippy Beach Boys maybe meets Phoenix, the band Phoenix, if you're familiar. French pop band called Phoenix that's really good.
Vaguely.
Yeah. Anyway, so he is Philadelphia based. The band is Philadelphia based and really, really good. I'm trying to see. They are touring all over the country this year, starting in July in Philly and going to both coasts, Brooklyn, Boston, Toronto, Chicago, Madison, Denver on the 24th of July, Salt Lake City on the 25th. We always seem to be like, you know, it's like, all right, Denver to Salt Lake, two legs of the tour.
Almost every time. Yep.
Totally. But I think you're going to really like this. This is the band Vacationer. Here is the song that I'm pulling up right now called Being Here.
Oh, all right. Well, we'll still be here after it. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I
Feeding your dog is important. Making your dog happy is important. Who can resist a morning lick from your dog or a purr from your cat? They're the first thing you see in the morning. I know that was true this morning, freaking cat. But I love my pets, and they trust you to take care of them. That's why you feed them Canidae, C-A-N-I-D-A-E, to keep them healthy and happy. They're an independent and family-owned pet food company that uses the same care and quality ingredients they would use for their own pets. And they make it in all of their pet foods. In keeping with their commitment to pets and their people, Canidae is taking the first steps at Canidae Farms to getting involved in growing some of the ingredients they use. All right. Now, I've got these treats they sent, these sample treats, and Rainer loses her mind. In fact, if I even head toward the room where she knows they're stored, she completely freaks out. And there's a reason. They're really good. She likes them more than any treats we've ever gotten before. In fact, there's other treats we've had since, and she won't eat them because she thinks maybe there's a Canidae treat around the corner. Here's what I want you to try this out yourselves. Go to Canidae.com/podcast. That's Canidae.com/podcast, and get a free sample and some other rad offers over there. Again, that's Canidae.com/podcast, and try it for free. It's so good.
Smoking grass is a private affair and doesn't harm anybody, he's told. It's a groovy way of relaxing, opening your senses. Tom is most interested in what he sees. These people, most of them college students, are bright and well-adjusted, very sure of themselves and their ability to handle anything. Obviously, they are all able to blow pot occasionally without ill effects. Well, almost all of them.
You take the moon, and you take the moon, and you take the moon, and you take the moon.
Do the bees know they make honey for you?
This is the Morning Stream.
All right, we're back, everybody.
Take the moon.
And you take the moon. I love that. You know what that is? That's just a, it's a, what do you call it? It's a cartoon. It's that, I forgot the name of it. It's a Cartoon Network show. And that's only one line in it, but there's this 10-hour version on Facebook or on YouTube that is just them repeating that. So it's just this
line repeated over and over again.
Yeah. You take the moon and you take the moon.
Because it's supposed to say you take the moon and you take the sun or it's some other words.
Right, right. Yeah.
But they just keep repeating you take the moon. Chowder, that's the one. Chowder's the cartoon.
Chowder. Huh, never heard of that.
And so I can't remember if it was Nick or Nick's friend Morgan or somebody had that playing in the house. I was like, what in the F is this? And it just was going over and over and over.
And hours. Oh, yeah. Cap Kipper just put a link to it in the chat room. There's no way I'm ever going to click that.
Yeah, don't do it. It'll ruin it for you. And the next time you see like, an actual Chowder episode, you'll just be pissed. So annoying. Anyway.
20 seconds, 15 seconds of that. Just fine.
That's all it is. All right. It's time for us to play this game.
Call now.
That's right. Call now. Yay! 801-285-9395. That's 801-285-9395. If you call in, you can ask us anything you want. You can say whatever you want. I mean, within reason. Well, whatever. I can't control you. You probably can say anything you want. There's nothing I can do about it. But
gosh, yeah. Well, let's not. Let's yeah. That seems like a dangerous.
It does. It does. But I feel like our audience is cool. It'll be all right.
Yeah. Well, our audience is great.
I'm not worried about them. But some yeah. wanderer by who's like, hey, what's this stream about? I think I'm in a trolling mood. They could have a lot of fun at our expense, and we're not looking for that. But. Call us now.
Call now.
And tell us your thoughts, your feelings, your questions, your whatevers. While we wait for our first call, I might be in trouble with the missus.
Oh, no. What did you do?
Well, I thought I was being funny.
Oh, God. Oh, see, it always starts with that.
I thought I was being funny about something.
Uh-huh.
And yeah. I don't think she took it the right way. And so now I got to figure out how to solve that problem. I'll deal with that later. You don't want to make her mad because it's usually my fault anyway.
Oh, no, yeah. We've heard the story about the guy that she almost took out who chased her into the garage or tried to get into your garage.
Yeah, she'll kick your butt. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, this is Reed.
Well, hello.
Reed was in the chat room.
Hello, Reed. Nice to have you here. What can we do for you? What's on your mind?
Actually, next week I am going to be in Denver.
Ooh.
Oh, cool.
Traveling for work, so just wondering... if Brian has any recommendations.
That's a great idea. Yeah, where should Reed go in the beautiful, larger Denver area?
Are you going to be closer to the downtown area, or whereabouts are you going to be?
I don't know, really. A couple of the hospitals out there. I do sort of like technical work on a medical device, so I'm going to be kind of bouncing around the city a little bit.
Okay, cool.
Don't know the exact ones yet.
Gotcha. And do you prefer outdoorsy things? Are you a foodie? You like restaurants? Do you like cool entertainment bar areas? Just trying to get a good.
Yeah, you nailed everything that I like there.
Oh,
awesome! All right, cool.
All very cool.
All right.
First off, Red Rocks. Like, find some time to go out to Red Rocks. If you go there when there's not a concert going on, which is obviously a great time to go there if you want to just see the place. During the day, it's wide open. You can climb around that whole area, and it's really beautiful. It's like this natural amphitheater made from these two giant rocks that kind of came up on either side of it. So get some time to check out Red Rocks. Downtown, there's a street called Larimer Street, and it is like between 14th and like 16th is just a really cool place to get some great food, check out some live music, some really cool bars, and it's really nicely lit up at night. It's a good one to check out as well. Let me think. Golden is really nice, more rustic, but
is Golden
good
like
shopping,
the town, like the little
the town of Golden? Yep, it's actually it? Golden used to be the capital of Denver before, or capital of Colorado before Denver.
Oh no way, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good one to check out.
That's awesome.
And, you know, if you want to experience what Casa Bonita is all about, it's the food isn't great, but it is just like the South Park episode.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Okay.
That sounds good. By the way, Reed, for some reason, sounds like the kind of guy we could totally hang out with, by the way. Doesn't he?
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. I'm getting a totally hang out with Reed vibe.
From Wisconsin, Brian, too. So
really?
I like hearing the stories about the crazy neighbors. Yeah.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah, Stevens Point and Oshkosh and Wausau. Yeah, exactly.
I
used to live in Madison.
Are they all nuts? Oh. Are they all nuts over there? Is that the deal? You guys are just kind of wackos or what? What's the deal?
I don't know. We're an interesting group, that's for sure.
All right. Well, yeah. get all the cheese you can eat. Oh, I didn't mean to cut him off.
Cheese and beer, and yeah, exactly. All the cheese and beer you can eat, and yeah. Go Packers.
Yeah, always go Packers. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, this is Glenn. I'm in SoCal. I know your favorite place in the whole world, Scott.
Oh, I love Southern California. No, actually, there are parts of it I absolutely love, but I don't want to drive your highways and freeways. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, I'm on it right now, so oh, I understand. Yeah, South Orange County is kind of nice. Question for you. This is a weird one.
Yep.
If, Scott, when you had that moment of doubt with Kim,
yep.
and you basically got cold feet, if it hadn't have worked out, where would you be now?
Oh, my gosh.
Ooh, that's a good question. So just to back people up, like right before the wedding, you were starting to experience cold feet, and you were like, no, can't do this. And I think you even called Kim and said, I can't do this. I'm getting cold feet. And she says, no, you're crazy. Shut up. We're getting married and quit being an idiot.
Well, she didn't. So what happened?
Go out with a guy?
Yeah. What happened is I called her. I says, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I'm ready. And she says, fine, whatever. And hung up on me.
That's what it was. Yeah.
Went out with a guy that night. Basically, she just acted like it was like, okay, fine. It's your funeral. And didn't get upset and didn't get all needy or any of that. And that's when I went, oh, crap. What am I doing? And I kind of had to earn all that back. Right. As far as where I'd be, I don't know. Nobody would. It's hard to say, but I know I'd be, if I was alone still, let's say that, I think I'd be kind of a piece of crap. You know what I mean? Like, I think I'd be kind of lame and like, I don't know, kind of one of those guys that everyone's like, ah, oh, he had so much potential. I don't know. I feel like I wouldn't have reached my potential had I not tried to put that back on track.
You mean an unfunny Terpster?
Yeah, like an unfunny Terpster. Oh, can you imagine? Oh, that'd be the worst. That's a really good point.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's some shade on the tee there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Still taking your calls, 801-285-9395. So I think what I'll do is I'll go get her something today.
Yeah.
Just some kind of nice little, hey, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be a turd. It's a slightly sensitive thing because it has to do with Mother's Day things, and you know how those are. Those can be tricky.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You don't want to mess with that.
Yeah. Hi. Hi, you're on the air. I hope you're not my wife. Who's this?
No, I'm not.
Oh,
it's Monica. I'm in Texas.
Oh, hi, Monica,
hey,
in Texas.
Monica.
Hey, you're the second Monica.
What's up, guys?
You were the second Monica I'm aware of in our chat room. So welcome to the world of Monica.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm happy to be here, guys.
What's on your mind today?
Okay. So I graduated college like about a year ago.
Congratulations. Well done. I hope you have the best job ever and everyone's fighting over you or whatever.
Well, that's the thing. So I'm in the creative field, as are the two of you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so my job right now is just like an office job. And when I leave, I'm just like a dried husk of creative draining. So
the current job takes everything out of you during the day, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's what it feels like. So I know both of y'all did full-time work before you went on your own. So what do y'all think?
This is something that's so funny you brought this up, because this is my daughter's. This is absolutely what she's dealing with right now. So she has a job that's basically full-time. And it's a very creatively challenging job. And when she comes home at the end of the day, I'm like, hey, Carter, time to draw. Let's do more drawing. And she's like, oh, my gosh, Dad, I'm so burned out. So she's going through that now. I totally remember how this feels. And it was like one of the biggest reasons I finally did cut cord and decide to jump out on my own, because I was really splitting my brain in two. And Brian, I'm sure you can relate to this. In fact, there's still times that kind of still happens, because like I've said many times, my boss is kind of a dick. That is to say, me. Because I don't give myself time off. I don't give myself vacation time. I don't give myself any of those things. So what ends up happening is I'll just be, at the end of the day, just like, I can't even think of anything right now. Like, just destroys my brain. So I guess I'm a bad person to ask, because I'm still not great at this. Brian, what's your advice? What do you do?
You're looking at doing the transition from working the full-time job into kind of striking out on your own. So take as much advantage of the comforts that a regular full-time gig gives you. Once you strike out on your own, you are going to, like Scott says, I mean, you're going to feel like, if you're not working, even if it's at night and you've put in an 8-hour day or whatever, you're going to feel like, oh my God, I should be working right now. So take advantage of the fact that right now, you've got a steady paycheck coming in, and your evenings can be used for building up other skills related to creativity. So, you know, hop on lynda.com or Code School and learn things like, you know, if you don't know them already, you probably do, but like CSS and PHP and JavaScript, or depending on which creative direction.
Yeah, my coding game is low.
There you go. So build that stuff up so that you can actually, once you do decide to go out on your own, you can kind of market yourself as a one-stop shop. There's so many times that I have to rely on somebody else if I'm doing a website, and it's like, okay, well, I can do this art stuff. I can do the CSS and the HTML, blah, blah, blah. But I need somebody to write this PHP code to make this one part of the site work the way that they want it. But you can, with right now, while you've got this full-time job, you've got the opportunity to do a little bit of that at night and still not be, and I know you're drained when you come home from work, and who knows if it's really tough to do it, but at least right now you can do that without feeling like you're taking time away from paid projects. So I would do that.
That's
and also,
true.
This is a good time to kind of build up a couple external freelance sources. With me, a lot of the stuff that I do now started from a couple of communications I had while I was in college, and I saw a menu that looked like garbage at this restaurant, and I said, you know, I'm actually a student at the art college. I'd love to take a stab at working on a new menu for you, and I'll give you a really good deal on my time and stuff. And because of that, word of mouth and people talking to other people, it really expanded into some of the stuff that I do right now. Actually came from communications from that menu guy to this other place, to this other place, to this agency, and stuff like that. So I would say take advantage of this time to build up some clients, build up your knowledge in areas around the creative side of things. And
if your goal is to branch out on your own, this is all great ideas. But if you're just trying to clear your head, sometimes it's just grab the dog and curl up with him on the couch. And
yeah, I guess actually you probably should have asked that. Is that how do you?
No,
you
mean, it's a little bit of both.
A little bit of both.
Nope, a little bit of both.
Well, here's your bridge then. You get home, you go, all right, that was hard. I'm brain dead, whatever. You just go out, get a little sun, take the dog out with you, curl up on a chair, chill out, and listen to birds. Like, literally just kind of not put another screen in front of your face, not listen to another thing. Don't even listen to us then. Just give yourself this, like, freedom. Like, when I walk the dog, I always come back creatively totally energized because I just had 10 ideas while I was out there. And then you can lean into whatever thing you have next. So
that's good.
Take that break.
Take a break between.
And then do that stuff Brian's talking about, and you won't drive yourself crazy. That's my thinking.
Very good.
Best of luck. It's so nice to meet another Monica. Take it easy.
Good luck, Monica.
All right. Still taking your calls. 285. Whoops, sorry. 801.
Look at that. That was almost like a Therapy Thursday right there.
It almost was, Brian. It almost was. Yeah.
That was pretty good. Wendy. If a Wendy gets lost in the forest, does she make a sound?
Yes, and that I think it says, "Damn it, where are we?" is what that sound.
No, it's that sound is, "Oh, here's some homework for you, and here's a book I'm recommending."
Oh yeah, right. Should have asked. Hey Brian, what's your homework idea here? All right,
right, exactly.
Got a call coming in. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Stephanie Ray from Canada.
Well, hello.
Yay,
Stephanie Ray.
Stephanie Ray.
Always nice to talk to Stephanie Ray. What's going on?
Speaking of Therapy Thursday, Brian and Scott style, I have a question.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
My best friend is yucking on my yum, I guess is a way to say it. She, Pokemon Go Community Day is coming up this Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
And my husband and I have bonded with some other friends, and we're going out with six of us, and we're going to, you know, go have Community Day. She asked me if I wanted to do something that day. I said, oh, I can't during that because it's Community Day and, you know, I've already spoken for it. And she goes, what's that? I said, well, it's a Pokemon Go thing. And she goes, wow, specialness to that.
I know exactly.
And she's also really into Pokemon. She's played all of the DS games. She's played it her whole life. She hates Pokemon Go because it doesn't fit the norm.
Yeah.
But
oh,
other than that, I'm going, why I resent you now. I'm upset because I've made friends and this is fun and it's gotten us out and involved in a community thing. Why are you yucking on my yum? Yeah. And I don't know how to interact with
what do you say? Brian is our resident Pokemon Go fanatic. What do you say to this? How do you deal
with
it?
Yeah, but I mean, this extends to everything. Like, you know, somebody who says, oh no, I'm playing D&D Friday night. I can't go out with you. D&D? What? What are you doing D&D? Or
sure.
I'm going to go see Solo. What? You like Star Wars? Come on. Aren't those kids movies? I mean, it's the same thing that we get as nerds, as geeks all the time when we like a thing and somebody is outside of that thing and they perceive it as this like childish or nerdy or geeky thing. They're like, well, you can do that. That's silly. So, man, how do you deal with it? I think you just kind of brush it off. You know, it's like, I know it's hard to do if it's a really good friend, but man, I don't know. Scott,
yeah,
what do you,
right?
You know?
All right.
Yeah.
Here's what I'd say. I have people, usually a lot older than me, but people all the time go, now, what is it you do? What is it with the, something mm-hmm. with the video? You making a video game? I'm like, no. Part of what I do is I play video games. I do commentary on video games, this and that and the other thing. Well, aren't those just a kind of a waste of time? And aren't they mainly for children? Aren't those for children? I'm like, nope, I gotta go. Like, it's that kind of thing for me. Like, I can't really hang around it. Now, that's not to say that I'm just going to say, well, that's now a friend I don't have. I don't think you should do that.
No, of
but,
course not.
No,
I mean, she's my best friend. She's the kind of person where if I was a guy, I could, like, totally just punch her and we'd be friends again in 3 days.
If you were to ask her to join you and say, you know what, why don't you come with us? It'll be a blast. And, you know, I know you don't like Pokemon Go, but maybe you'll like it more when you're doing this as a group and there are little field research tasks that you're completing and stuff like that. Maybe that'll be the thing to kind of turn her around on it.
Well, somehow I doubt that. She'd probably mock me even harder. I'm looking for a way to sort of figure out how to shake it off my shoulder. If she wasn't such a good friend,
yeah,
it probably wouldn't hurt so much. And it also feels really hypocritical of her to say it because she likes Pokemon. She likes it way more.
Well,
just not Pokemon Go.
Right. Well, here's the thing,
so
Brian.
Like, how do I shake this off without being angry?
Brian and I have a thing in our relationship that is not all that dissimilar. Like, we have a lot of things that he and I like a lot together, but there's always a couple of things that we differ on. And
Pokemon Go kind of is one of those.
It's
things.
One of the, like, I don't make fun of it, but I'm just not interested in it. But like, if you say, "Oh, I'm like Brian likes karaoke," I'd rather die than go to karaoke. So there's
when
an
you
example.
Say like it. I've probably done karaoke once in the last 5 years.
Right. I've seen video. It was awesome, by the way.
You've seen video, yes.
Yeah. But my point is, it's what you want in friendships, I think, is the ability for me to go. Karaoke, dude. Ugh. And have Brian not go, oh, well, this is a real challenge to our, you know what I mean? And I'm not saying you're doing that. What I mean is always strive for those kinds of, like, that kind of looseness in your relationship, that kind of willingness to have thick skin when they're teasing you, them have thick skin when you're teasing them, and have both mm-hmm. parties know this is all in good fun. The friendship presides. Everything else is fluff. Like, you
kind of tell her, like, hey, this is super important to me, and if you don't want to be a part of it, that's okay, but hey, that hurts, and then I need to find a way to move on.
Yes, you mm-hmm. could do that. Yeah. I mean, the better, if it were me, I would want to try to find out a way to throw it back at him so that you could create that self-effacing relationship so that you don't end mm-hmm. up with weird mm-hmm. stuff later where she's like, oh, I don't know if I should say this because maybe she'll be offended. Like, when you start tiptoeing around, those are friendships I don't like them. And I've got a couple of them.
You feel like you can say anything. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. And I have a couple of those and they drive me crazy. One of the things, this is a little secret that I probably shouldn't tell, but it's a fun thing. Brian Dunaway and I have been friends forever, since 2005. And he and I have this thing we do that I think shores up our relationship and people don't know about it. But on whatever thing we're using, in this case Slack lately, but it used to be just phone messages or emails, we call each other names. These are only in private ones. We don't do it in group ones. So he'll say, what's going on, turd licking fart pickler or whatever, and I'll say, not much, anal seepage donkey nut or something like that. And fabulous. And as goofy as that is, and as non-public as we make that, there's something about it that just creates this self-effacing, open goofball relationship that means he's never going to be offended, or he can always speak up if he's worried about something, or I can always speak up to him. And I know, and it's a small thing, and I realize it's not going to work for everybody, but for whatever reason, that's kind of a thing we like to do to kind of keep our relationship fresh. Those are the friendships I like. The Ibbot, the Dunaways of the world. That's where I like to be. And you don't want to be in one where you're like, oh, I got to tread carefully. I got to step on these eggshells. And like, that's never fun. Doesn't last. Gets worse. All that stuff. Does that make sense?
Yeah. That totally makes sense.
All right. Well, I want you to have
somebody else have a turn with you.
Have a blast at Community Day. It sounds like a party. Sounds like a good time. Oh, there she goes.
Very cool. Stephanie Ray, she comes to the Coverville when I do the live show, the live Coverville. She comes to that as well, and we have a great chat. You know, Monica Wicked Kitten is in there, and Rainbow Bright has been in there.
Yeah,
it's a really good group. But Stephanie Ray is always in there as well.
Yeah. Oak Dragon, it's not necessarily dirty talk. We just try to outgross each other, like me and Dunaway. It's like you're a
yeah. And then when I call you, and I just happen to say. Period. Ha ha ha. You recorded, played on the show.
That was the best. Oh my gosh. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to find that now. I have it right here, you know. Hold on.
Ha ha! Exclamation point. Smiley face.
It's so funny. It's one of my favorite things. Where did I, what do I call that though?
Yeah, see, that's a good question. Well, we don't know, do we?
Where? Let's see. No.
What I do have though. Is something hard?
No, no.
Oh, that son of a bitch.
Pull out what you can with a finger.
Uh-uh.
And you know, and Stephanie Ray just reminded me that freaking Saturday isn't just meetup for that arcade thing. I thought Sunday was Pokemon Community Day. So, Nicole, I don't know. I'm not showing up to your damn meetup. Denver, doing both. The Pokemon thing starts at noon. Do that for an hour and a half, hour and 45, and then I'll go to hyperspace. It'll work out just fine.
I didn't even know this was a thing until you said it. I had no idea.
The Pokemon Community Day?
Yeah. It's all new.
Oh my gosh. It's a monthly thing that they're doing now, and they have one Pokemon per Community Day that is like out scattered all over the place, right? That is just like everywhere.
Yeah.
And you get shiny ones, like they have these rare shiny ones you can get, and they all have a special move. And then once that 3-hour window is gone or is over, that Pokemon with that special move is gone. So it's Charizard is the one from this one.
Oh.
So, but here's the cool thing, especially out in Denver or Nevada, man, it is droves. I mean, it's such a great community of players out here in Arvada. That's what makes it for me is just how cool everybody is.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm excited about it. Actually, that sounds like fun. I mean, it's Sunday, you say?
Yeah. It's Saturday, and I'll take some photos when we're out there so you can see, like, how many people are out there doing this. And, you know, we're all in little groups like, all right, here's all the Valor people so that we can get the gym bonus by fighting this raid, doing this raid together and stuff like that. It's not a bunch of people all quietly staring at their phones and just kind of, you know, not talking to each other. It's like Nerdtacular, really.
No, that's great. That's awesome. I love that.
But I'm
okay. That was you. I'm still trying to find the thing.
Not going to Chicago for GoFest. Tickets for that sold out in like 6 minutes.
Oh, they did? I was wondering about that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. Oh. Well, it's not just that, but my cousin Allison is going to be staying with us that week. So the day she arrives would have been the day that I left to go to Chicago. So. So it just kind of worked out that, can't go. Your cousin's coming to town.
Gosh, I wish I could find this. Is this it?
The new health and fitness
No.
No, but that's a classic.
No, that's not it. Hold on. Right. No. Oh my gosh. What? I have so much stupid stuff in here.
Goodbye. Right. Text. Text, maybe?
His bush is spot on. And I had the best crap session.
Oh, wait. I can't find it. I usually put everything under Ibbot because it's so easy to search for. It's got to be in here. It's really funny, you guys, because he was trying to... It still makes me laugh.
Because I thought I was doing dictation, and it just sent it via, like, an audio recording.
Yeah, and the way you did it, you just got so into character to do it. And that's why it's great. I find it incredibly endearing. So it might be, in, you know, you're probably, when I played it, you're probably like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is a thing, but I think it's great. Hold on. No, we're going to find this damn thing. It's going to piss me off. No, that was you making a noise.
Come, block that hole.
Okay, wait, here it is.
Sex.
No, that's not it.
That's not it.
All right.
I might have access to a...
I can't find it. All right, later I'll find it, and then I'll play it later. That's what I'll do. It's going to do it for the show, but before we go, a mashup and a couple emails. Hey, guess who sent this in? It's Jamie. He does our TMS mashups.
Oh, I have a thing. I have a thing I need to send out to Jamie. For he contributed a Babel Royale topic.
Yeah.
So he's getting a really cool iPhone charging block thing.
Oh, that sounds all right.
Yeah.
Seems like a thing people would be into.
Yeah, at least him. I still have an Apple Watch Series 1 for sale. Everybody, hey everybody, have an Apple Watch Series 1.
Yeah, no, Brian's going to make it happen one way or the other. That
Brian's
thing's going.
Brian's TMS garage sale going on right now.
There it is. All right, here it is. This is a fireside story, Tales from the Drive-Thru. I haven't listened, so I don't know what this is, but I'm sure it's one of our drive-thru stories. I don't know who or which or what, but here it is.
Once again, pull up a chair as Scott and Brian share a story by the fire. What will they talk about today?
I got to tell you a funny story. So yesterday I had meetings in town like I do on Wednesdays. Had a craving again for a Whopper. Again, the only fast food burger I can stand.
Okay.
I get a craving occasionally for a Whopper. And so this one I go to always has, it always seems like it's fresh and right off the rack. And I never get mayo, so they usually make them fresh for me. By the way, this is probably 2013. I just figured it out. This is when this happened. That's my memory. Did Brian go?
What? Away? When was it? No, I thought you were still. I thought this was still the.
No, this is me.
The recording.
No, this is me pausing. So 2013 is when this occurred. Just so people have context.
I honestly thought this was part of the mashups.
Yeah, definitely not me. All right, here we go. Because I don't want the mayo on there. I get in the line, and I know what happened. I'm not here to tell you that there's a ghost at play or there's any kind of weirdness going on. I understand what happened. The way this happened was really weird.
Okay.
So I get up to the window, and I'm not even fully stopped yet, and I hear a girl's voice go, "Hi, welcome to Burger King. We get you a freaking donut freaking something branded blah for a dollar. Go ahead and order when you're ready." And I said, I don't think I want that. I just want a Whopper. I don't want the combo meal. I just want a Whopper and, like, that strawberry smoothie. I'm trying to, you know, fries are the things that kill you. So I just thought, give me the burger, give me the smoothie, and then I'm good. I'm out of here. So I said, just those two things. She goes, just those two? I said, yeah. Great. That'll be $4.55 at the freaking window. And it was that fast.
Right.
It wasn't like any kind of transition. There was nothing in exchanged hands. It was immediate.
Just those two?
Yep, just those two.
That'll be $5.58 at the freaking window.
She went from little diminutive lady voice to hardcore deep voice man dude. It was disconcerting.
Sure.
And this is the third or fourth time I've been to this particular Burger King and had a weird experience.
Right, because you were their 200th customer or something that day.
Some bull crap that doesn't exist. That's really weird. But it just immediately, and when I got up to the window, of course, now I'm like, who was the girl voice? What have they done with her?
Right.
Was it him the whole time? Was he doing like Monty Python voice and then changed it to a man at the end? Like, what was going on? Like, it just weirds me out.
Would you like to add some
dipping sauce?
They could really actually have some fun with that.
Our nuggets are fresh! Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it was that quick. It was that feeling of, like, you changed genders in the same sentence kind of
that's
a feeling.
That's hilarious.
And I really wanted to say something. I was so tempted. Get up to that window and say, you know, here's my 10, give me my change. And by the way, where's the girl?
What have you done with the
what
girl?
What have you done with the girl? What's in the box? I wanted to say.
That's really good. I'd forgotten about that story completely.
You're looking for the girl? Try the barbecue chicken.
Good stuff. 2013. Who knew ya? All right. Quick emails from the email tree. I picked them fresh this morning.
Did you take no emails and leave no emails?
I did.
Is that what you did?
Yep, I did. How is that possible? That's the riddle. These came to us at themorningstream@gmail.com. It's got a the in front of it. themorningstream@gmail.com. Eric sent the first email in and says, I never sided with you on a subject more than I did on today's show. The ASMR stuff on Twitch is like concentrated dose of everything I hate about being in movie theaters or eating a dinner at a dinner table and hearing people chew. And the stuff on Twitch is obviously sexualized. These horn balls getting all defensive about you calling a spade aren't in denial.
Also, as a side note, horn balls. I love it. We say horn dogs a lot, never horn balls.
Yeah, whatever.
He says, as a side note, I've been listening to your shows for about 8 years now, and I can't thank you enough for entertaining me throughout those years. I recently subbed to your Twitch channel and plan to keep subbing after for a long time, as long as you do your thing. Side note, I've really been enjoying Drawing the Line. Well, thanks. I'm enjoying that show as well.
Cool.
That's from Eric. Now, Eric, we've got your side of the coin there. You kind of agree with me that that stuff is just grating like fingernails on the chalkboard, and it is for me. We have an alternate view from Leslie, Logan's mom. Mm-hmm. Rodin says, hi, Scott and Brian. It's Leslie, Logan's mom. And I experience ASMR. I've only seen videos on YouTube, so I can't tell you that it's so much...
No, but I can tell you.
Oh, what I can tell you is that it's so much more than just pretty girls and their cleavage whispering. Whispering cleavage.
The cleavage whisperer.
You know, I was hoping to be one of those one day. Anyway, if you ask someone who genuinely experiences it like me, they will tell you it's not sexual at all. That's what a lot of people think who don't experience it. I like to compare it to having anxiety. If you don't experience it, you'll never understand it. Well, that I understand. Different people have different triggers, things that cause ASMR. I personally, for me, it's people with accents. Oh, hey, Terpster, hey. Mm-hmm. Want to hear something funny? I hate whispering. I'll watch a video that's got someone who is simply soft-spoken or even just speaking normally, but if they have an accent, it relaxes me. I've linked to you some of my favorite videos. She's put that in the email that we got. Somebody specifically who is Dutch, her name is Elsie or Ilsa. Ilsa, is that how you'd say it?
Mm-hmm. I'd say Ilsa, yeah.
Let it go.
yeah, kind of.
And she's beautiful inside and out, but doesn't dress sexy or even wear makeup most of the time. Her binaural videos are the best and help me fall asleep when I need it. Let me know if you have any more questions. I'd be happy to answer them. So we got kind of a half and half response. Many emails like Leslie's, a few like Eric's. Once again, this is just kind of down to almost like this, Brian.
Laurel.
What do you hear when I play that?
Still hear Laurel. I can't believe you hear Yen.
No, I don't. Now, on this one, I don't. I hear Laurel in this.
Laurel.
Oh, really?
That one I hear Laurel in. If you take that same one and crank up
the pitch, treble, I think is what it is.
Is it treble or something like that? Then I hear Yanny. But everyone else, if you hear it on this version, it should sound like Laurel.
Laurel.
Yeah, that sounds like Laurel to me.
Try the click Leslie's link there for the ASM artist.
Okay, let's get it in here. The water whispers is what this one's called.
Mm-hmm.
I'm clicking it here. Click Areno. This is the Dutch lady, right?
The water whispers, Ilsa.
Oh, I can't do that. That right there, I can't do.
Hi, I'm Ilsa, also known as the Water Whispers. The purpose of this channel is to help you to relax.
Okay, so I'm going to use one. I'm going to play one of her popular ones.
Okay. Oh my God, she's got Subway sandwich and soup eating. Like, she does actually have eating sounds.
Really?
The water whisper seals.
No, I can't even do the logo. All right. There's a whole thing about... Okay, here's a bunch of food. I don't know what we're doing here.
Hi, everyone.
Oh, she's whispering.
Today, I am going to show you how to...
Oh, my gosh! I can't do it!
Can't do that one either.
I can't do it.
But she's not, you would agree though, she is not over-sexualized or sexualized in the least. I mean, she's a woman, obviously, but she's not wearing revealing clothes or wearing tons of makeup or anything like that.
In this particular video, she's just cooking. She's not even on the screen. There's like no...
Oh, you're looking at the one of the cooking ones? Yeah, if you scroll down...
Oh, frick. Turn that off. Okay.
Let's go down to the Subway sandwich and soup eating video.
Oh gosh. All right. I can't believe I'm doing this. All right. Here we go. This is it. Yeah.
The water was present.
Stop. Okay. Here we go. Okay. Now, special thank you. This is a patron thing. Okay. I'm skipping ahead.
So, in today's video.
Okay. Hold on a second. Her microphone is like, they're all using this weird microphone. Have you noticed this? It's
yeah,
so weird.
It's like a,
I don't know what that is.
It's almost like there's a can around it. There's a little bit of echo around it. Like it's like this, where it's instead of whispering like this in the microphone, it's like there's a can around it.
Right. Okay, I've skipped ahead. By the way, it's 6 minutes in before she even starts to get ready to eat the damn thing. So here goes.
Wow.
Oh my gosh!
Nope.
Brian, I can't do it. I'm unable to do it. And I mean, okay, here she's eating. Let's at least get her eating. Stop!
No, I can't do it.
I can't do it. I'm sorry.
I'm gonna start making my own series of ASMR videos, but explaining things that have nothing to do with food or cooking or anything like that. So it's gonna be. So here's how you play craps. You're going to put your bet on the pass line, and you'll start with a $5 bet if it's a minimum $5 table.
Somebody's into what you just did. Somebody is into it.
Somebody is. Yes, exactly.
Oh my gosh, guys, that's hilarious to me. I couldn't do it, Leslie. I apologize. I just can't. I can't find it. Accent or not,
I like. You're gonna take the lid off of your spark plug crankcase. You don't use a special wrench to take out the spark plug.
All right. You know what? I just thought of something that does work for me. Thought of it, and I'm not. I don't know if this is ASMR would qualify as this, but I want. Let's get a consensus here. All right. So hold on
like
a second.
The videos like the arcade recordings, right? Like the. Is that what you're going
I'll,
to?
I'll give you this. I'll give you a little audio, okay? And you tell me if you think I'm up in the night here, okay? Okay, here we go. Well, I need some narration.
Few animals can survive these extreme changes.
I could listen to David Attenborough talk about nature.
Sure.
For days.
Yeah, that's a different thing, though. That's a different thing.
Is it, though? I mean, it's this very specific thing that really chills me out. And am I really that different than what they're all talking about? I don't know.
No, I guess not. I mean, if his voice chills you out, if his voice has more of an effect than just like, oh, I like the entertainment value and I'm learning something, then I guess I could see that.
Because it's just like
being kind of similar, the same ASMR thing. I mean, yeah, sure.
Let's get a little more going here. I'm gonna skip ahead. Here you go. Check this out. Oh, and that music, and they're just...
There's no other desert quite like the Gobi. But why is this place a desert?
Oh, you can see that. I'm into it.
You know, it's funny. Molly Parker's voice kind of has that effect on me. I could listen to her read the phone book.
She's great. I like Molly Parker a lot. Some of the characters she plays puts me off of her, though. You know what I mean?
Well, sure.
They're kind of snotty, bratty, butthole characters.
Her Goliath character, for example.
Yes, that's one.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that show's coming back. Can't wait for that next season.
I know, I can't wait to watch that. But her on Lost in Space is great. Her brief time in House of Cards, Deadwood was great because of her. Partially great because of her.
Yeah, she was good on there.
I mean, it was improved because of her, I should say.
I agree. She elevates the material. I'll give you that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll even say that horrible fly movie, or bee movie, that... what's his name was in? She was in that. She played one of the weird ladies that trapped Nick Cage. Remember? And he had to have bees on his head. The bees.
Right. Yes, the Wicker Man.
Wicker Man. She was even made that slightly better. And that movie was terrible. Garbage. Yeah.
I'm trying to find. Let's see if there's a video of just Molly Parker talking.
We found Brian's ASMR, you guys.
I think you might have.
Yeah. Molly.
Parker. Oh, here you go.
Interview.
Here we go. I'm giving you a link right now.
Where are you putting it?
I'm gonna put it in chat, but my thing isn't scrolling. Why? It's like stuck at the top of the page. All right, I'll just give it to you. I'll just
stage in Toronto.
Here we go.
Are you? It's the Studio Q one that you've got there.
Yeah. No. This looks like this looks like it might be House of Cards or something.
Okay. Yeah. Go to the link that I just put in chat. Molly Parker in Studio Q.
All right. Here we go. Studio Q. Check
Molly
out.
Parker maybe joins me here in Studio Q. Hello, Molly.
Hi.
Oh, how she's already done it. She's already ASMR'd me. She's done it.
Oh, good. Thank you.
She's even got eating sounds if you listen close enough. All right. Well.
Is she gonna eat a? Chocolate donut as part of this thing.
Oh my gosh.
No, jump to where she's like talking for a minute so people can get an idea of what, you know.
All right.
Minute 23.
Minute 23. Let's go. Yeah. Hold on, that's way ahead. Minute 20. Okay, here we go.
and stage had approached me about a couple of different plays over the last few years, and I have been wanting to do a play, but it sort of just didn't work out time-wise. And then he sent me Harper Regan in the...
I'm all relaxed now. Now I'm relaxed.
Yeah, yeah. Love her voice.
Yeah, good job, Molly Parker. You've done it. You've cracked the egg. Don't forget, you can send your own emails into the show, themorningstream@gmail.com. You can be like Leslie, you can be like Eric, and do it today. Yes. Frogpants.showbot.tv is where you can go right now if you're watching live and vote for today's titles. We will pick one after the song. And before we do that, I would like to tell people that we are supported by you, fans of the show. Patreon.com/TMS is our website for supporting us. You can also find everything else over at frogpants.com/TMS. And it's all done now. The site's moved. Everything's done. So you don't have to worry about any problems or hiccups. As far as I know, nobody's experiencing any more DNS issues. Should all be good. If you've got a podcast player that's still acting up, resub to the feed and it should fix it. For the most part, that stuff just worked itself out. All right. I think that's everything. Should we do a song? What do you got?
Let's do a song. Let's get out of here with a song. This one comes to us from... No, I'm just kidding. Katie wrote in and said, I'd like to request a song to celebrate a friendship that came about because of TMS. 4 years ago, my husband Gary and I met Daniel and his incredible wife Deidre Pitts because of our mutual interest in the show. Yes, that Daniel Pitts. I'll break away from the email for a second for those of you. We talked about him a few days ago, as a matter of fact, that he was the one who would call into the show and he had like... a page of questions about specific episodes that he was asking us about. And then when he showed up in Nerdtacular, he had this notebook that he was going to ask us questions from.
Right. That's the Pitts.
So that's the Daniel Pitts that they're talking about. Continuing with the email, we instantly hit it off. The four of us are grateful to TMS for bringing us together, and I'm grateful for counting Daniel and Deidre as two of my best pals. Please play any song about friendship for this fun pair of humans that I love so much. Signed, Katie. Well, sure. Happy to do that. And, you know, I've thought about covers of the Rembrandts, I'll Be There for You, and You're My Best Friend by Queen. I played a lot of covers of that on the show over the years, so I want to do something else. How about this cover of the song by the White Stripes, We Are Gonna Be Friends, which it's funny, I honestly thought that it was a cover the first time I heard it. It just didn't feel like something that was very White Stripes-y. But for whatever reason, it's originally, Jack and Meg, and it works for me. This cover is by the band Bright Eyes. They recorded it back in 2012 and released it as a single. Here is Bright Eyes, and We Are Gonna Be Friends.
Oh, sounds good. We'll be back for the PM edition of the show tomorrow, so check us out at 1:30 PM Mountain Time, because that's a thing. That's gonna happen for sure, so be here for that. We'll see you guys later. Oh, you know what? This is no good. Sorry. I thought I had the song all queued up, and I don't. That's great. That's what you like to see. Legacy Podcast. All right, here it is. We are going to be friends. We'll see you then.
Fall is here. Hear the yell. Back to school. Ring the bell. Brand new shoes. Walking blues. Climb the fence. Books and pens. I can tell that we are going to be friends. I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Walk with me, Susie Lee, through the park, by the tree. We will rest upon the ground. Look at all the bugs we found. Safely walk to school without a sound. Safely walk to school without a sound.
Well, here we are, no one else. We walk to school all by ourselves. There's dirt on our uniforms from chasing all the ants and worms. We clean up and now it's time to learn. We clean up and now it's time to learn.
Numbers, letters, learn to spell. Nouns and books, show and tell. Playtime, we will throw the ball. Back to class, through the hall. Teacher marks our hide against the wall. Teacher marks our hide against the wall. We don't notice any time pass. We don't notice anything. We sit side by side in every class. Teacher thinks that I sound funny, but she likes the way you I'll dream while I'm in bed. Silly thoughts run through my head about the bugs and alphabet. When I wake tomorrow, I'll bet you and I will walk together again. I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Yes, I can tell that we are gonna be friends.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
There.